This story is one of a series of 10 stories of missing experience that are comprised from narrative interviews with adults who've been reported as missing and who have returned and who contributed to the ESRC-funded Geographies of Missing People research project.
My relationship was coming to an end and I wasn't really sure what was happening and I didn't really have anyone to talk to. I'd had enough. I'd got no money and the kids were arguing. It was just like, I've got to get out. I needed to clear my head. So at about 10 o'clock at night, I decided to leave. It took 2 minutes. I left the house and, well, I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't really have anything planned. It was like whatever was coming into my head, but I felt like if I cleared off, it would be a fresh start. And I didn't have to think about all this stuff. And if I disappeared forever, it doesn't matter. I kept thinking if I go on a bus somewhere, I mean, half the buses now have CCTV, so they'll know where I'm going. So I'll just walk. If I can get to the next town, maybe there I'll find people that can make sense of me or I can make sense of them. You feel completely isolated. I felt that family just didn't get me. They didn't want to understand me. So I thought maybe if I just disappear or go somewhere else, it would be better. I never expected them to report me missing. So I'm there at the end of the street and is it straight ahead, left or right I'm going? I just went in a straight direction because it was the most well-lit area. I carried on walking. It was like I have to keep moving so nobody will find me. And I won't have to go back and deal with this or with that. God knows where I walked. I can't really remember, but I know at one point I walked through building sites. And there's no way people would normally take this path behind buildings, behind workspaces and stuff like that. It's like a bomb site. I just kept walking through it. I walked for miles just going up and down streets. I was wandering the streets just having this need to keep going forward somewhere, but at the same time not having any clue as to where I was going to end up. I can't tell you how many miles I did that night, but nothing was getting sorted out in my head. I didn't feel like a missing person because what I'd chosen to leave my home. I was just running away from my problems and I didn't think I was a missing person. But I knew they might be looking for me. I came round this one corner, walked past a place that had a load of police cars, and that was quite nerve-wracking. I thought, someone's going to notice me, that they're going to find me. And I couldn't let them see me because I thought, if they do, they'll bring me back, and I didn't want to come back. I tried to walk like it wasn't me, so I wouldn't be recognised. Got myself into these side streets. And I didn't have a clue and then I panicked. I didn't know where I was and I started to get a little bit distressed because it's the middle of the night, the light wasn't so good in the side streets and you're on foot and you get a bit nervy of being followed. I was lost. I felt out of control because I didn't know where I was. I figured if I could find my bearings, then at least I would have my options again. Whereas lost was just, it was just too frightening. So I decided to head back, to walk in a specific direction, back to somewhere where I did feel a bit safer, a bit more familiar. It was quite late and really, really cold by that time, and I ended up sheltering a subway that night. The next day, I needed somewhere to stay. I was needing to sleep because I'd been awake for like 40 hours or something by this stage. So I rang a friend and went up to his place. He tried to act as if nothing was wrong. Just like I was visiting. But I did say to him, if anyone asks where I am, you don't know, you haven't seen me. So I sat down for a quarter of an hour. And while I was there, my family rang him. And they were threatening to send the police up to him to see if I was there. They had no right to ring the police. They should have just left me alone. I knew he wouldn't say nothing because I'd asked him not to, but I knew I couldn't stay. I mean, there'd be trouble if they found out I'd stayed at his. So I said I was going. I wasn't bothered, however people felt at that point. I didn't care anymore. The urge to go was stronger than the urge to think about what everyone else wanted. So again, I ended up walking aimlessly through the streets. I was exhausted and at the end of my tether, with not much money. Today's being missing and you're exhausted, but I still didn't like the sound of being found. Well, I suppose I did and I didn't. I suppose I wanted to be found, but also I wanted to get away. I planned that in the morning I was just going to get on a bus and go wherever. Just go where the bus was going and get off. I wasn't bothered where it. And at least I could sleep on the bus. Well, we never got to the next morning because a friend's son had seen me. I rang up my friend and she drove all around looking for me and she found me. She told me to get in the car and she took me back. I didn't want to go home. And there was no way she was giving me anything or was dropping me off anywhere apart from home. I was numb when I got back. I wasn't embarrassed. I didn't feel guilty, you know, about what I'd done. It was more, shit, I haven't done what I wanted to do. And it's almost as if you've been put right back in the same position again. So I hadn't achieved anything. And everybody wants you to explain yourself. And I couldn't, because I didn't know how I felt. I just didn't want to be there. I wanted to be somewhere different, somebody different. And that's the hardest thing, coming home again. The going away is easy. And the police turned up after that and I can't really remember what words they used. They asked where I'd been, but I was emotionally shattered by that point as well and I just wanted to go to sleep. I didn't want to hear or see or do anything, just forget about it all. Get on with Monday as if nothing had happened. For days afterwards, I was still the same. And I was on the verge of, I can still walk out. I've just stopped having those thoughts. And that's because I've kept myself to myself. And have to deal with anything. I just deal with myself. And I can't hope that anyone is going to be there for me, because they're not. Nothing's going to change. And despite being back, I still feel trapped and suffocated.